From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Faced with his party's big losses in last night's election, President Bush made a major announcement today. He's removing Donald Rumsfeld as Secretary of Defense. It's a decision he denied even considering as recently as last week. But today, Mr. Bush said a new perspective is needed at the Pentagon. Democrats and some Republicans who called for Rumsfeld to be fired throughout the campaign are applauding the move. The announcement came on a day when Washington and the rest of the country awoke to a new political reality. NPR's David Green reports from the White House.
The day in the nation's capital began with the woman expected to be the new House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, trying to get behind a microphone before President Bush had a chance to. Pelosi said she's looking forward to working with the president, and from her new position of power, she called on Mr. Bush to dump Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. She might not have guessed how quickly she'd get her wish.
Don Rumsfeld has been a superb leader during a time of change. Yet he also appreciates the value of bringing in a fresh perspective during a critical period in this war.
That was the president holding a White House news conference to try to command the message of the day. Mr. Bush has been loyal to Rumsfeld through the toughest of times, but this was clearly a day when the political reality trumped any loyalty. The president hinted today that he's been thinking for some time about a change at the Pentagon. He also acknowledged that when he said last week he expected Rumsfeld would stay on through the end of his presidency, he was probably misleading reporters.
The reason why is I didn't want to inject a major decision about this war in the final days of a campaign. And so the only way to answer that question and to get you on to another question was to give you that answer.
Nevertheless, Pelosi appeared at yet another news conference to say she was happy with the president's move.
I welcome this change. I think it will give a fresh start to finding a solution to Iraq rather than staying the course.
As all this was going on, the election results were still getting better for the Democrats. News organizations projected the Montana Senate race for the Democrat John Tester, meaning his party would have a majority in the Senate if the result in Virginia survives an expected recount there. All the same, the president, who met with reporters today, seemed relaxed. When it came to the election results, he was happy to play Wednesday morning quarterback.
If you look at race by race, it was close. The cumulative effect, however, was not too close. It was a thumping.
He kept his senior staff laughing for much of the news conference, though one person rarely smiling was his political strategist, Karl Rove. Mr. Bush tried to make light of any shortcomings in Rove's midterm election strategy.
I obviously was working harder in the campaign than he was.
He stressed that Republican incumbents had been stung by scandals. He referred to former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who had to resign. As the president noted, many GOP voters in DeLay's district were confused about who to vote for, with DeLay off the ballot.
Look, I had to go down to Houston and Sugar Land and act as the Secretary of State. You know, take your pencil into the box and then write it in. And the reason I bring that up is, I'm not sure Iraq had much to do with the outcome of that election. Now, it certainly did in other places.
More places than Mr. Bush might be letting on. After all, if Americans were not angry over the situation in Iraq, Donald Rumsfeld may not have been coming over to the White House later in the day to say his goodbye.
These past years, 6 years, it's been quite a time. It recalls to mind the statement by Winston Churchill, something to the effect that, "I have benefited greatly from criticism, and at no time have I suffered a lack thereof."
Rumsfeld is expected to stay on until his replacement is confirmed. Mr. Bush's choice to take over the Pentagon is former CIA Director Robert Gates. Most recently, Gates has been serving on the Iraq Study Group, led by former Secretary of State Jim Baker and former Congressman Lee Hamilton. That's the panel tasked with finding a new strategy in Iraq and recommending it to the president. David Green, NPR News, The White House.